It's too early. Well, the clock is wrong. Just stay in bed, please. No, you don't have to work today. You worked yesterday. You've been working too much lately, and our days haven't really matched up. I need a day with you. There. Now I'm snuggled in next to you, and you can't get up. No, it's like when a cat is laying on your legs. You have to wait for them to move. And I'm not moving, mister. No, no work. Stay in bed with me. You can't even sit up if you wanted to. I'm too well cuddled. Stop! No! That was unfair. I wasn't ready. I've got my arms locked around your waist, and now you're well and truly stuck. Might as well call in, 'cause I'm not letting go, and you're not strong enough to get rid of me. See, I have the strength of an ox. There's no way you're leaving me, so lay back down with me. No. Strong like ox. You can't defeat me. No tickling. It's not fair. Oh, fine. You fell right into my trap. I've improved my position tenfold. Arms around your shoulders and legs around your waist. Admit it, you're stuck. No work. Only snoozles and smooches are on the agenda today. You can just tell your asshole boss that you're sick and you can't come in. Yes, you are. You're lovesick. You caught it from me. It's highly contagious. No work. You've been working long hours too much lately. Yeah, I know the big project's coming to an end soon, but today I need you for my project. I have big plans to build a pillow fort later today, and I need your expertise. I just can't do it without you. No, sorry. This is non-negotiable. I can't do it without you. I will not let you go. You're stuck with me. Go to work if you must, but I'm not letting go. And you're gonna look pretty stupid walking around the office wearing your pajama-clad girlfriend like a backpack. In fact, ha! Got you now! You really regret going to work with a topless girlfriend on your back. I'm glad my tits feel nice on your back. But you'd have to put on a shirt for work so you wouldn't get to feel them. Just be walking around with a girlfriend backpack with her tits hanging out. And I'd show them to Jeremy. You think he's annoying now? Wait until he gets a good look at your girlfriend's tits. He's gonna be insufferable. Don't mess with me, Buster. I will totally flash my tits at him. And I'll let him take a picture of them. And then every day for the rest of your life, you'd have to go to work knowing your boss, Jeremy, is whacking his noodle nightly to pictures of your girlfriend's tits. He'll probably make them the wallpaper on his computer. And can you imagine how he'll be at the holiday party? He was bad enough last year when I was barely showing any cleavage. Well, if you stay here and build a pillow fort with me, then you won't have to worry about him. I don't care what you tell him. Make something up. Tell him you have COVID. Sure you do. It's just a different type of COVID. You have acute ornery vixen. Immensely desirable. You probably have to quarantine here with me for like a month until it's cured. Hang on. No. If I let you go, then you'll run away. I'm hanging on to you. If you thought it was going to be hard to work with wearing your girlfriend backpack, imagine going to work wearing me on the front. I'm just going to keep kissing you all day, and I'm going to make sure my head gets in your way so you can't even see what you're doing. Every time you sit down, I'm going to start grinding against you just like this. Plus, my titties are now in your line of sight. How are you going to work with my bare titties just hanging out in front of you? See? You can't resist looking them. Look, babe, I know that work's important to you. I really do. And I know that this project is something you've worked very hard on and that you're very proud of. But we haven't been able to spend a whole day together in ages. I just really need this. I need to spend the day with you. Just the two of us together, being silly and in love. I honestly don't care if Jeremy will be mad. Jeremy can go fuck himself. I need you more than he does. This weekend's no good. I'm going to my mom's for her birthday, remember? And I really can't wait until next weekend. Lift your leg just a little. Yeah, just lift it off second. No, your other leg. Okay. Hold it there. Okay, I had to get a leg lock on it before I let go with my arms. No, I'm not letting you go. You're gonna run away. Convincing you to help me build my pillow fort. I'm 100% serious about it. And when our magnificent fort is all done, you and I will crawl inside. And I will take this wonderful cock out of your pants. And I'll do this to it. And I'll get it nice and hard. When it's nice and hard like this, I'll climb on top of you and slide it into my pussy. You remember my pussy, right? It's been a little while since you played with her. You do remember how warm she is. Maybe you can feel that warmth on your leg right now as I rub her against you. Do you remember how incredibly wet she gets for you? Maybe you can feel that on your leg too. Because I am making a mess in my pajama pants right now. I'm fucking soaked. after I've had this glorious cock in my pussy for a while, I'll slide back down. Take it deep into my throat like this. And I'll taste all of my delicious pussy juices on your cock. And I'll lick up all those juices that'll inevitably drip onto your balls. And once I have your cock throbbing, and I have your cock drenched from being in my throat, I'll get down on my hands and knees. And you can fuck me in my ass. Or in my pussy. Or better yet, switch back and forth between the two. You're getting close, baby. Okay, thanks for telling me. Nope, that's it. All done. I mean, I'd be happy to finish the job, but you know what you have to do. The way I see it, you have two choices. You can go to work with very blue balls, work long hours again, and come home to a girlfriend too sad to even give you a hand job. Or you can give me your phone right now. Or maybe you can just get your precious project to finish sucking your dick. Well, if you give me your phone, I'll write a very polite message to Jeremy telling him that you're taking the day off for personal reasons. And then I'll go back to sucking your dick and grinding my pussy against you until you come down my throat and I come all over your leg. And then we'll snuggle together and sleep for another hour or two. And then you can help me fulfill my bucket list dream of getting my ass pounded in a pillow fort. Yeah, I didn't know it was on my bucket list either until I mentioned it earlier, but I definitely need to do that. So, what do you say? Well, you're not really in a position to bargain, but yes, I will also make you my famous mac and cheese for dinner too. You have chosen wisely. Now grab your phone for me. Okay, read this and tell me if I consented. Of course it's polite. Just because Jeremy's an asshole doesn't mean I have to be one. Good to send? Okay. Gonna put this phone on do not disturb, and now let's get that cock back in my throat. Actually, let's get rid of your PJs first. They get in my way. Mine too? Fair enough. Fuck, look how drenched the crotch is on these. Okay. Let me get my pussy back on your shin. Alex gonna smell like pussy all day. Oh, damn, baby. You didn't soften at all. Look at this rock hard cock. If you want to push my face onto your cock, I'm fine with that. You chose to stay home with me. Good. Thank you so much. For real. I miss spending time with you. Okay, baby. Do you want to be the big spoon or the little? Little? Yay! Let me just... Okay. All situated? Okay, baby. Let's get some good rest. And then we'll get started on our pillow fort. It's gonna be the best pillow fort.